This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, it is now the time of settlement. Ravan has buried everyone in the graveyard. The father has come to shower nectar and take you back with him. Question. Why is Shiv Baba called the innocent lord of the treasure store? Answer. Because it is when Shiva, the innocent lord, comes that he benefits those with no virtues, those with stone intellects and the hunchbacks, and makes them into the masters of the world. He comes into this impure world and enters an impure body. He is so innocent. The direction of the innocent lord is, sweet children, drink nectar and leave the poison of vices. Song. The resident of the faraway land has come into this foreign land. Om Shanti. You spiritual children heard the song, that is, you souls heard the song through the physical sense organs of your ears. The traveller comes from the faraway land. You too are travellers. All human souls here are travellers. Souls do not have a home. Souls are incorporeal. Incorporeal souls live in the incorporeal world. That is called the home, the country, or the world of incorporeal souls. This is called the country of human souls. That is the country of souls. Then when souls come here and enter bodies, they become corporeal from incorporeal. It is not that souls don't have a form. They definitely have a form as well as a name. Such a tiny soul plays such a huge part through a body. Each soul has such a vast record of the part within himself. Once a record has been recorded, it repeats in the same way as many times as you want. The soul in this body also has a record which has a part of 84 births recorded in him. Just as the father is incorporeal, so too souls are incorporeal. In some parts of the scriptures, it is written that souls are beyond name and form. However, there is nothing that is beyond name and form. The sky is space. It still has a name, sky. There is nothing without a name. Human beings say, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. All souls live in that faraway land. This corporeal land is ruled by two. There are the kingdoms of Rama and Ravan. It is the kingdom of Rama for half a cycle, and the kingdom of Ravan for the other half. The father wouldn't create a kingdom of sorrow for his children, would he? They say that it is God who causes sorrow and happiness. The father explains, I never cause sorrow for you children. My name is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. This mistake has been made by human beings. God never causes sorrow. At this time it is a land of sorrow. For half a cycle in the kingdom of Ravan there is only sorrow. There isn't a trace of happiness. However, there is no sorrow in that land of happiness. The Father creates heaven. You are now at the confluence age. No one would call this a new world. The name of that new world is the Golden Age. When it becomes old, it is then called the Iron Age. A new thing looks good, and an old thing looks bad. Old things are then destroyed. Human beings consider poison to be happiness. It is remembered. Why should we renounce nectar and drink poison instead? It is then said, everyone receives benefit due to you. When you come, whatever you do will bring benefit. Otherwise, human beings will continue to perform bad acts in the kingdom of Ravan. You children now know that 500 years have passed since Guru Nanak came. When will he come again? They say that his soul merged into the light. Therefore, how could he return? You tell them that Guru Nanak will come again after 4,500 years. The history and geography of the whole world continues to turn around in your intellects. At this time, everyone is Tamopratam. This is called the time of settlement. It is as though all human beings are almost dead. The light of every soul is extinguished. The Father comes to awaken everyone. The Father showers nectar and wakes up the children who have been burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust, and he will then take them back with him. Maya, Ravan, has made you sit on the pyre of lust and buried you in the graveyard. Everyone is asleep. The Father is now making you drink the nectar of this knowledge. There is a lot of difference between this nectar of knowledge and that water. When it is an important day for Sikhs, they clean that lake and remove the mud with a lot of pomp and show. That is why it is called Amritsar, the lake of nectar. Guru Nanak also praised the Father. He said, he is the only one who always speaks the truth. There is the story of becoming the true Narayan, is there not? Human beings have been listening to so many stories on the path of devotion, the story of immortality, the story of the third eye. They say that Shankar told a story to Parvati. He is a resident of the subtle region. Which story would he relate there? The Father sits here and explains all of these aspects. In fact, I have come to tell you the story of immortality and to take you to the land of immortality. I take you from this land of death to the land of immortality. What mistake would Parvati have made in the subtle region that she had to be told the story of immortality? They have written a lot of stories in the scriptures. The story of becoming true Narayan is not a true story. You must have heard the story of becoming true Narayan several times. Does that make anyone a true Narayan? Instead, they continue to descend. You now understand that we are becoming Narayan from a man and Lakshmi from a woman. This is the true story of becoming true Narayan in order to go to the land of immortality. It is the true story of the third eye. Each of you souls has received a third eye of this knowledge. The father explains, "You were beautiful and worthy of worship. While taking 84 births, you became worshippers. That is why it is remembered. You are the ones who are worthy of worship, and you are the ones who become worshippers." The father says, "I am constantly worthy of worship. I come and change you from worshippers to being worthy of worship. This is an impure world. In the Golden Age, human beings are pure and worthy of worship. At present, all human beings are impure worshippers. Sannyasis and holy men have been singing, 'O Sitas Rama, the purifier.' These words are right. All are Sitas, brides. They say, 'O Rama, come and purify us.' All devotees, souls, call out, 'O Rama.' When Gandhiji used to finish reading the Gita, he would say, 'O purifier Sita Ram.' You now understand that it was not Sri Krishna who spoke the Gita. Baba says, keep remembering the opinion that God is not omnipresent. Shiva and not Sri Krishna is the God of the Gita. First, ask who should be called the God of the Gita. Who should be called God, the incorporeal one or the corporeal one? Sri Krishna is corporeal. Shiva is incorporeal. He only takes this body on loan. He doesn't take birth through a mother's womb. Shiva does not have a body of his own. It is here, in this human world, that there are physical bodies." The father comes and tells the true story of becoming the true Narayan. The father is praised as the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all, the liberator for all, the remover of sorrow, and the bestower of happiness. Acha, where does happiness exist? It cannot be here. You receive happiness in your next birth, when heaven is established and the old world is destroyed. Acha, what are you liberated from? From the sorrow of Ravan. This is a land of sorrow. Acha, he also becomes the guide. These bodies are destroyed here and souls taken back. The bridegroom goes first and is followed by his brides. He is the immortal, beautiful bridegroom. He liberates everyone from sorrow, makes them pure, and takes them back home with him. In a wedding procession, it is the husband who walks in front, followed by the bride, his wife, and then there is the rest of the procession. Your rosary is now like this. At the top is Shiv Baba, who is represented by the tassel, and that is saluted. Then there is the jewel bead of Brahma and Saraswati, and then there are you beads, who become Baba's helpers. It is by having remembrance of the flower, that is the tassel, Shiv Baba, that you become part of the Sun Dynasty and part of the rosary of Vishnu. It is Saraswati and Brahma who become Lakshmi and Narayan. Lakshmi and Narayan become Saraswati and Brahma. It is because they made effort that they became worthy of worship. No one understands what a rosary represents. They just continue to turn a rosary. There is even a rosary of 16,108. That is kept in a big temple, where everyone turns the rosary from a different place. When Baba used to go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple in Bombay, he would turn the rosary and recite Rama's name, because it is the one father, Rama, who is the tassel or flower. The flower is called Rama. People bow their heads to the rosary. They have none of this knowledge. Christian priests also turn a rosary in their hands. Ask them whose rosary they are turning. They do not know. They say they are turning it in remembrance of Christ. They do not know where the Christ soul is. You understand that the Christ soul is now Tamopratan. You too were Tamopratan beggars. You are now becoming princes from beggars. Bharat was a prince. It is now a beggar. It will now become a prince once again. The Father makes you this. You are becoming princes from human beings. There used to be a prince college where princes and princesses would go to study. By studying here, you become princes and princesses in heaven for 21 births. This Sri Krishna is a prince. The story of his 84 births has been written. What do human beings know? Only you understand these aspects. God speaks. He is the Father of all. You are listening to God the Father, who is establishing heaven. That is called the land of truth. This is the land of falsehood. It is the Father who establishes the land of truth. Ravan establishes the land of falsehood. They make an image of Ravan, but they don't understand anything. No one actually knows who the Ravan whom they kill and who comes alive again is. It is really the five vices of men and the five vices of women that are known as Ravan. They kill him. After killing Ravan, they steal gold. That is, take yellow parasitic flowers from trees. You children understand that this is a jungle of thorns. In Bombay there is a temple to the Lord of Thorns, Babunath. The Father comes and changes thorns into flowers. It is called a forest of thorns because everyone keeps pricking one another with the vice of lust. The Golden Age is called the Garden of Allah. Those same flowers then become thorns. The thorns once again become flowers. You are now gaining victory over the five vices. This kingdom of Ravan definitely has to be destroyed. Ultimately, the main war will take place. The real Dashera is to take place. When Ravan's kingdom is destroyed, you will loot Lanka. You will have palaces of gold. You are now gaining victory over Ravan and becoming the masters of heaven. Baba is called Shiva, the innocent lord of the treasure store, because he gives you the whole kingdom. The Father makes those without virtues, those with stone intellects, and hunchbacks, everyone, into the masters of the world. He is so innocent. He comes into this impure world and enters an impure body. Those who are not worthy of going to heaven will not stop drinking poison. The Father says, "Children, now become pure for this last birth of yours. You have been experiencing sorrow due to these vices from their beginning through the middle to the end. Can you not stop drinking poison for this one birth of yours? I am giving you nectar and making you immortal. In spite of that, you are not becoming pure. You can't remain without poison, cigarettes and alcohol. I, the unlimited Father, am telling you, children, become pure for this one birth, and I will make you into the masters of heaven. It is only the Father's task to destroy this old world and establish that new world. The Father has come to liberate the whole world from sorrow and take everyone to the land of peace and the land of happiness. All religions are now to be destroyed. The original eternal deity religion is being established again. Even in the Granth, the Sikh scripture, they call the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Immortal Image. The Father is the Lord of Death, the Death of Death. That death will take one or two. It is because I take all souls back that I am called the Great Lord of Death. The Father comes and makes you children so wise. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana 1. Renounce drinking poison for this last birth. Drink nectar and enable others to drink nectar as well. You have to become pure. Do the service of changing thorns into flowers. 2. In order to become a bead of the rosary around Vishnu's neck, stay in remembrance of the Father. Cooperate fully and become a remover of sorrow like the Father. Blessing. May you be a master son of knowledge and make an impact on all souls with your spiritual attitude. Something attractive pulls others to itself and everyone's attention is drawn to it. In the same way, when your attitude is not worldly but filled with spirituality, the impact of that will automatically influence many souls. A spiritual attitude means the stage of being loving and detached, which automatically attracts many souls. Such spiritual and powerful souls become master sons of knowledge and spread their light everywhere. Slogan: remain constantly set on your seat of self-respect and all your powers will accept your orders. Aviat signal: with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. Together with being knowledgeful, also be loving. The service of the self is the basis for world service. In service, simply remember two sentences. One, I am an instrument. Two, I definitely have to be humble. An atmosphere of unity will be created in this way, and you will be cooperative with one another. All the feelings of conflict, of mine and yours, respect and honour, will finish. Om Shanti.